Today we're in the company of a phenomenal success story. Dean Graziosi is a multimillionaire, New York Times best-selling author.
Talking about over a million books sold total.
We have a living legend, Dean Graziosi.
And we have a living legend when it comes to personal development.
You're talking about a man marketing. Who's hundreds of millions of dollars in sales.
One of the biggest names in the history of this segment.
He's also reaching millions of people online and is
live. So much. You've impacted so many lives.
We literally booked this event because we wanted you to come speak at this event.
What I love about Dean is he's a genius at what he does, but the man, as corny as it sounds, he cares. It's easy to care verbally with your lips. He cares with the direction his feet move.
Hey guys, it's about 6 a.m. I'm on the top of Camelback Mountain.
What's up?
Just got done running the mountain.
Well, it's entrepreneurs like Dean that are helping make the world a better place.
What's even more remarkable is Dean
started by dysfunctional.
You're a powerful big spirit.
Sometimes it takes someone seeing in you what you don't even see in yourself.
His ability to captivate and inspire people.
And so there's so much wisdom in there.
Incredible generosity and your enthusiasm.
Give it up for Dean. The man changed my life.
What's up? Good to see everybody. This is our new virtual wave, right? We're so used to being virtual right now. It is so good to have you guys here at the Inner Circle today. What's up? I see all your comments coming. Hi from the UK, Oklahoma City. What's up, Martha, Erica, Caesar, Tina, Brooke, William, Erica, Lionel, Linnell, I think, Lionel. I hope I said that right. Janet, Christine, Brooke, Erica, Timothy, Lance, Anthony, everybody, so good to have you here right now. Listen, some of you are part of our Accelerator family, some of you are KBB family, some of you are part of our Elite membership and Mastermind.com and KBB, but really you're all today, you're all Inner Circle members, and we're all a family here. And I was trying to think of on the cusp of our World Summit next week, and God, it's been the craziest 90 days for everybody. I mean, it's been crazy for 6 months for everybody, but I've been going a lot over the last 6 months, and I said, with all the things going on, hey everybody, I thought today would be a good day to share some principles on how to kill overwhelm and how to really execute in a time when so much is coming at you, when the world has shifted, we don't know where the world is going. And I just thought we'd just have some fun today. Listen, if you're brand new to the Inner Circle, welcome to the family. This is what we do. It's really casual. This is like a bunch of friends getting together once a month. But I think through these in a really deep way. And not only do I just guess on something, the reason I'm going to cover overwhelm and the way I'm going to go about it today is because our team watches all your comments. We survey you and say, what are the things you need right now to move forward? And again, here at Inner Circle, every month we cover either mindset, marketing, or momentum, right? Without the right mindset, we don't do anything. Without marketing, our business, our company, our life doesn't get off the ground. If you build it, they will not come. And lastly, is momentum. Once you have the right mindset and you start the marketing and your company kicks off or your business kicks off or your career kicks off, how do you build the momentum to keep going, right? You don't want to just create another job or stay in a job you don't like. So that's why we strategically cycle through those three M's here at the Inner Circle. And I have to tell you, I started the Inner Circle, I bet you 4 or 5 years ago. And it was going to be a temporary thing that we did for a year at a really low price. And then we're going to raise it to a really high price, if you want to know the truth. I'm just being transparent. But this Inner Circle family has just been so amazing. And I love you guys. I look at the energy. Look at all the hot, like I'm going to see every one of your comments here, guys. They're coming in big on the screen here. I'll see all of them. But this family is so incredible. I think it helps all of us. I love being here with you. It doesn't feel like it's a pain to be here with you. This is service at the highest level. I feel like we're a family. This is, you know, especially those of you in the knowledge industry are heading in that direction. I get to be in a relationship with you guys, not just be transactional, right? It's not like you bought Inner Circle, now let me deliver you the quality. It's like, no, we get to hang out on a monthly basis like we're friends. I said this yesterday in a training, but let me know if this is true. Like, for those of you that have known me for a while, I hope you feel like we have a relationship. I know it's one way through a camera, but this is my goal, right? Is because if you know, like, and trust me, and know that I'm here to serve, know that I have the depth and breadth, know that I have the experience, and know that my only agenda here is to help you go faster, to get from where you are to where you want to go. If you could truly feel that, then we have a relationship where we hang out every month, and I'm so happy for that. So let's talk about overwhelm, stress, having too much on your plate. You're the only one, because I have this dialed in and I never feel overwhelmed. I don't feel stress anymore. That's for, you know, I'm kidding. I'm completely kidding. Stress and overwhelm, it is the thing we battle our whole lives, because if we want another level of life, we have to handle deeper problems. I mean, let's just face it. If you want more success, you have to tackle bigger problems. That's just the way the world goes. And what we think about that, we're like, oh, with the stress and overwhelm I have now, I couldn't handle more. Of course you can. It's really just how you handle it, right? Life is never about the circumstances. It's our perception of the circumstances. It's how we handle the circumstances, right? And in this hour that we're going to have today, and towards the end, I'd love to do some Q&A. So towards the end, if you have a question, write a Q and put your question in, and we'll get to as many as we can. There are some simple things that I've been teaching for a long time that I want to circle back to today, and then I want to hit on some new things that friends touched on, and look at your feedback. But overwhelm, to me, and I'm just going to share my philosophy on this, and I hope I don't insult anybody. Overwhelm, to me, in so many cases, is simply a lack of clarity. That's what it is in my life. When I have too much on my plate, when I'm focusing on so many things, when I don't know where to go first, when I'm trying to enter into a new industry or clean up something of the old days or fix my relationship, make sure I stay in shape, be a good dad, make my kids breakfast, take them to school, start the company, do all these things, right? What I find is when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel stressed, there's a couple things I wanna share today. What they are is lack of clarity, number one, and number two is focus. I feel overwhelmed, and I'm gonna bounce back and forth with these two. I feel overwhelmed when I focus on the things that don't make me feel good, or if I focus on the things that could go wrong, or if I focus on the things that went wrong, or if I focus on the things that were taken away from me, or I focus on the voice, the inner voice that telling me, we're not gonna make this, you're an imposter. When I focus on the voice of a friend or a family member who says, this is too much. What happens is, I really want you to hear this. When your focus goes in the wrong way of what you don't have, lack, taken away, taken advantage of, I'm not perfect, I'm an imposter. What happens is everything on the accomplishment side, the things that you want to accomplish, get heavier. I have to tell you, again, this is family now. We're here every month. And again, everybody new, you're not going to want to miss one of these. Everybody that's been with me for so long, love having you here. But I want to tell you, I never get headaches. About once every 2 years, I get headaches. I'm going to give you this as an analogy. Last week, I had 3 days of like a migraine. I still played. I still was here. No one knew. But it was one of those, like, I don't get migraines, and I'm sorry for anybody who does. But it was like, you ever have your eyes like that? It felt like something like stuck an ice pick in my head. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night like, oh my God, is this what people go through? I want to tell you, for those 3 days, at night, it was really bad. And then during the day, it was like a 9. And during the day, it was a 6, like this dull headache. I have to tell you, for those 3 days, I was like angst. And I had overwhelm, and I was stressed. You know why? The headache threw me off. Maybe, you know, you get in your head, you start Googling stuff. It's like, do I have Corona? Do I have this? Do I have that, right? And it threw me off just enough, just like off my axis just a little bit. And for 3 days, I was like, why is everything so heavy? Like, nothing's different. Nothing's different today than it was yesterday. It was heavy and overwhelming because I felt off. Now, I recognized it after a couple days, and even though I had a headache, I didn't have to do that, and I reverse engineered some of the same stuff I'm gonna be teaching you today. I said that as an extreme, because that's when your focus happens on, oh my God, this isn't gonna work out. Focus, oh my God, can I really enter a new industry? Can I really start this business? Can I really scale this business? Can I really fix the relationship? Can I make it through this terrible economy? What with the race issues going on and an election going on here in the States that everybody's going crazy over, and COVID still, we don't know where it's going. Like, if we focus on all that, I'm telling you, you 2.0, your next level of life becomes heavy as shit. for lack of a better word. It becomes complicated. It becomes overwhelming. It's like, oh, how do I do all this? Let me ask you this. Who remembers being on first couple of dates with your wife or husband? Get in the chat. Let me know. I know it's a little bit delayed, but tell me in the chat. Who remembers the feeling that you had on a first, second, or third date, or third date when you knew that you guys were falling in love and maybe you just kissed as you said goodnight and you walked away? I got like hair standing up on my arms. Like you walked away from the door, walked away from the car, walked away from the restaurant, and you just felt on fire. Who can remember that feeling? Okay? At that moment, does anything in life feel overwhelming? Shit, you could fly. If there was no bridge, you could jump across the river, right? You're stepping like your feet are off the ground. Everything's wonderful and perfect. And like nothing could mess with you. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, you're like, hi, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We all have bad days. You go to the store to buy a pack of gum and you give them a 20 and they don't give you the right tip, the money back. You're like, ah, you know what? No big deal, right? It just, everything feels happy and alive, right? I see all the comments coming in, right? What about that same day? And I'm going to extremes here, but what about that same time? Maybe you remember a relationship ended, right? I'm not trying to cause you pain right now, but a relationship ended. Maybe you didn't want it to end, or maybe you knew you were the one that ended it, but you knew it was time to end. Or someone took advantage of you. A friend let you down. Someone took money. Someone was calling your ex behind your back. Like somebody at work tried to steal your job. How do you feel that day when you go to the store? Somebody cuts you off. What do? You're like, F you, ah! Somebody cuts you off. Somebody doesn't give you the right change at the store. Say, what is wrong with you? I gave you a 20, right? What's different about those 2 days? What's different? It's focus, right? You're focusing on the love that you found or the love that you lost. Now, there were two extremes, but how do we live in the middle of that? How do we live our lives understanding that what we focus on, right? So many times when people tell me they're overwhelmed, you know what they want me to give them is a time management process. Now that's, you need that, but it'll never work if your focus and your clarity isn't there, right? So I'm going deep on focus here because I want you to realize that your overwhelm is in direct correlation to the things you're thinking about on a regular basis. You know what I wrote down at 5 o'clock this morning for you in my journal is your thinking loop, right? I want you to be an auditor today. While we're here on the Inner Circle, I want you to be an auditor of your thinking loop, right? What is your thinking loop? Do you watch the news every day and see how screwed up everything is? Do you check on what's going on with COVID and elections and all that kind of stuff? Do you talk to anybody about what's wrong with the world? I'm not saying you do. If you're with me, most people are really positive here. But your focus, your thinking loop could be that. And then subconsciously you don't realize, you're thinking, oh my God, is this really a good time to start a business? Is this really a good time to fix my relationship? Oh my God, we're home. It's kind of weird that we're all together so much. Like if you don't consciously observe your thinking loop, your thinking loop is bringing you to a place where you're focusing on what could go wrong, what went wrong, or what is wrong, or whose fault it is. And we don't even realize we're going there. So now all of a sudden, picture like two separate parts of us, right? There's this thinking loop going on, even if it's only 2 hours a day, 5 hours a day. And then all of a sudden you want to start the business, fix the relationship, get in better shape, scale the business, start the marketing, get online, get followers on Instagram, get your Facebook groups rocking and rolling, finally put your course up on mastermind.com. If your thinking loop over here is what you lost, whose fault it is, what could happen, what you don't have, and then all of a sudden you look over here and sit down and you pop open the computer, you go, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. Damn it, how am I gonna get this done? This doesn't work for me. Everybody's doing this. I'm watching people crush it in KBB and watching people Am I hitting a nerve a little bit, guys? Is this easy? No, but if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it, right? So I wanna give you the tools. Listen, I know most all of you are coming to the World Summit. You are gonna get capabilities at that World Summit that's gonna blow your mind. Like, Tony's prepped. I've been prepping for the last month. We are upset. You have no idea how much work goes into to doing a World Summit with almost 10,000 people, right? Virtual with those big high screens. We're going to have 18-foot screens. We can see 3,000 of you at once. We're prepping like crazy. Tony's going to, like, his first 3 hours, your mind's going to explode. Right? My first day, I'm about 2.5 hours day one. I'm obsessing on teaching stuff I've never taught. Like, we're going deep on it. But if you get that knowledge, I know most of you are going to be here. You get that knowledge, you're fired up, and you get the capabilities to shift, be in the digital economy, thrive, scale, start, launch. You get all of it. At the end, if your focus goes back to that old thinking loop, it's going to feel heavy. If it goes back to like when your first date, where you carry the energy of the event into your week, oh my God, then you're doing it with love. Learn to love this feeling of being uncomfortable. Learn to love the feeling of moving forward. But none of that happens if you get stuck in a thinking loop that makes you focus on what you don't have. Now, I know I'm sharing stuff with you that you already know. You heard it from me, heard it from Tony, heard it from other people, but I'm going to tell you today to maybe listen as if this is the first time you're ever hearing it, because I promise you, overwhelm. There's lots of pieces to overwhelm. And I know so many of you are working so hard to make things work right now in today's shifting world. So please don't think I'm making it lightly. I just want to give you the unfair advantage because we all got a lot on our plates. And I know my world derails. My stress goes up. My worry goes up when my focus derails. And I want to go back to my first thing is clarity. Clarity is so important here. Because this is a time where everybody is fighting for our time. This is fighting for our time. This little phone right here, our family, our friends, our commitments, our bosses, or our career, or our employees, or our team members. Everybody's fighting for our time. So, how do you get the clarity that you need on another level so you can, and I wrote this down, again, all this was written for you this morning super early, is how can you learn to fall in love with saying no? Ooh, that's a tough one for A players. You guys are all overachievers, so you wouldn't be here with me, right? You guys wouldn't be here with me if you weren't overachievers. You're used to saying yes. Yes to helping out friends. Yes to being the person that's there for everybody. Yes to overtime. Yes to running your own business while you currently have a job to pay the bills. You are the yes person, right? But we can say yes so much that if you combine, ready for this? If you combine focus with a thinking loop of what you don't have or what could go wrong, what's not perfect, which all of our, we're all wired that way. We just gotta overcome it, right? But if your focus is off and you combine that with saying yes too much, boom, there's your trigger for overwhelm. Right? So think about this. Oh man, I can't believe this is happening. Can I really do this? I'm too old. This technology's tough. I'm too young. I don't have enough wisdom. I have too much wisdom. My niche won't work. This won't work. Right? You get all those thoughts. Right? So your focus is flawed. And then you pop open the computer. But while you pop open the computer, your clarity's off. Because you surf a little bit. You compare to other people. Or you don't have a crystal clear vision of where it is you want to go. Or you're saying yes to, I was going to do this, but I got to go meet my friends. Or I say yes to this, but I got to. And all of these things that don't serve you, don't serve God, don't serve your bigger future, don't serve your new career, don't serve you thriving in today's time. All of the little distractions cloudy the clarity, right? They just cloud it up a little bit. And all of a sudden, you combine the wrong focus with lack of clarity on where it is you really want to go in your life. Not your old patterns, not some of your old friends, not some of your old habits, not some of the things that kept you away, not surfing online for hours, not, you know, binging out on Netflix, not that I'm saying you shouldn't do any of those things, but all in due time, right? Hanging out with certain friends that make you feel bad about yourself or asking advice from someone who's not qualified and they make you feel like shit. You combine the focus and the lack of clarity and you don't see the vision on where you want to go. You are completely screwed. You are overwhelmed. And you know what happens when you get overwhelmed? You get paralyzed and go, I can't do this. F this. I can't do it. It's too much. Oh, how do people get it done? I can't. There's too many things on my plate. You ever think that way? I'm going to encourage you. Yeah, I can give you an amazing strategy for time management. And here it is. You ready? Fall in love with saying no. You guys know any, if you know anything about me, you know I have strategies to teach you to not to do things, right? But just say no. And here's what I'd ask you to do this week. Ready for this? Inner Circle family. This week, be the observer of your thinking loop and your focus. Write that down. I'm going to observe. Seriously, write this down for me, everybody. I'm going to observe my thinking loop and my focus all week. You are going to check yourself and be like, ah, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Here's the trigger, right? I'm overwhelmed. What am I thinking about? What is my focus? You're going to freak yourself out. Your focus is going to be on lack. Your focus is going to be on who screwed you over. Listen, I had a crappy day yesterday because of some things that happened with employees, right? It's something I found out that was like, and on my focus, I let my focus go. I'm like, how could they do that to me? Oh my God, how could they do that to me? I've known them for so long. And it was a misunderstanding, just so you know. But I let my focus go down a road where I thought I was getting taken advantage of by somebody that I've done a lot of great things for. And I'm like, how could that happen? And my focus went off and everything else was heavy yesterday. In fact, I was on the phone with somebody and I was a little grumpy with a telemarketer. Usually I don't give a crap. Telemarketer was asking me things and I'm like, and I got mad. I'm like, all right, please just take me off your damn call. And like, I hung up like angry. I'm like, holy crap. Exactly what I'm sharing with you. None of us are perfect. It's the having the tools in your toolbox to recognize it and know it. So I want you this week to be the observer. I lost my comments here, Mike. I want you to be the observer. Thank you. I want you to be the observer of your thinking loop and how that's spinning out your focus. And then you can shift it. Start thinking, you know, the world has shifted. I have new opportunities. I have new capabilities. I'm alive. I've navigated the world. I have family, friends, husband, wife, kids. Like, shift that up. I am resilient. I am resourceful. I am magnificent. I am powerful. I get things done. I solve problems. You start replacing and filling that thinking loop with the world has shifted. I'm shifting too. Pivoting is what makes people, right? Like, remember, like, they don't make statues of critics. They make statues of the dreamers, the crazy ones, just like me. I'm going for that. And all of a sudden, if you're consciously aware, if you're consciously aware of that thinking loop and you throw out all the crap of lack and you start putting in what you could do, then I'm going to take uncomfortable action. I'm going to be an innovator. I'm going to get out of my own head. I'm going to take action. Like, you start changing it. All of a sudden, you go from the guy that's yelling at the clerk because they messed up on your change to, don't worry about it, have a good day. And when you think about that, have a good day, I can accomplish anything. Guess what? Here's the crazy part. You can. You can. I have no reason to be here. I didn't go past high school. I had dyslexia. I didn't start with money. Everybody thought I'm probably the least likely anybody in my school would say I'd be successful. And in the knowledge industry, who the hell would think this guy, me, who barely could read in seventh grade, that I'd be a multiple New York Times best-selling author, teach people around the world, one of the top trainers there are on the planet. How would that happen? By some of the same exact stuff I'm sharing with you right now. You gotta watch your thinking loop. You gotta watch your focus. And then you gotta get crystal clear clarity. So what was the first assignment? Be the observer of your thinking loop and your focus, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed. You're gonna freak yourself out on what you're focusing on. Change your focus. How do you change your focus? Just like that. Some people say, I don't know how to change my focus. Just change it. How do you quit smoking? You put it down, you stomp on it, and you never smoke again. How do you change your focus? You recognize it and say, I'm going to focus on something else. I'm a badass. I get stuff done. I'm better than I think, right? The second part is I'm going to ask you to audit this week what you do. Like, literally, some of this stuff is stuff you've heard from me before, I know. But I don't want to make stuff up, because most cases you heard it, but are you doing it, right? I don't want to make up something more elaborate and technical. This is the simple stuff that moves, this is the little hinge that moves a big door, right? So I want you to think about, in your journal, right? In your journal, I would love for you to write down everything you do on a daily basis. Now, some people I say, do it for a day. I'm going to challenge you. You're an Inner Circle member. You're a KBB member. You're an Accelerator member. You're an Elite member. I'm going to encourage you to do it the whole week. If you really want to go all in, Do it every hour, do it every couple hours, or do it at lunch and look back at what you did. And then at the end of the night, look back at what you did and write it down. And then start looking at it and go, does that serve me? Does it serve God? Does it serve my bigger future? Or does it serve your new beliefs? Does it serve your new values? Does it serve where you want to go? If it does, circle it and keep doing it. But I promise you, you're going to look and go, oh my God, I can't believe I do that. Oh my God, I can't believe I got lost on TikTok for 3 hours. Holy crap. I can't believe I still hang out with that person. It makes me feel bad about myself every time. I got to do something about that. You're going to see this. So if you audit your thinking, you audit your focus, and you audit what you do, I promise you, you have the keys to the kingdom of reducing complexity, overwhelm, anxiety, and stress. Is it perfect? Hell no. Do I still experience overwhelm? Yes. I swear to you, I do. I'm a little overwhelmed this week. We got 10,000 people coming to the World Summit. We are going to deliver the greatest event in the history. I mean, honestly, we're making history this week. And Tony's making history. And I got 10 of my team members in masks in the other room right now, laying out all the, because it's not just a Zoom like this. It's, we check you in. You have your own buttons. You have your own office, back office. Like, it is absolutely the greatest technology ever. But for 10,000 people, there's a gazillion moving parts. I'm a little overwhelmed, but I'm also excited. I can't wait to get in that arena with you guys and just light it up. Right? Light it up. And we just added my dear friend Jamie Kern Lima, one of the only 5 self-made billionaires in the world, women, billionaires in America. She's just the greatest. Like, we added her because so many people loved her from the training we did that we just made a deal. So we're adding all these great people and all those things, but it's like an orchestra, right? We want this 3 days is going to transform lives. I'm a little overwhelmed. And the moment I think overwhelm or stress, I go back to, look how many lives are going to be changed. I get to hang out with my brother Tone. All my friends are flying in. We're all gonna be safe, but the speakers are all gonna be at the event. So I'm focused on get to spend time with them, get to impact your life, get to share things I've never shared before. Speakers sharing things. We made a deal with all the speakers to share things they've never talked about, completely different, through like the eyes of humility, being humble, right? I'm excited. My notebook's gonna be filled, so I can let myself go, oh my God, is my slides ready? Is my presentations ready? I mean, I present 3, 6, like 9 different times. Are all my presentations ready? Will they be unique? Will I make sure I help the new person's launch and the person that's already in the game, will I help them scale? Oh my God, what if I don't get both sides? What if the new person is overwhelmed? What if the person that's a player thinks it's a beginner? Should I do mindset or should I do tactical? Should I do strategic? I could think of all that. Well, simultaneously, I took my kids to school today. I made them lunch. I'm going to pick them up at 3 o'clock today. I'm going to be with my wife's in the other room. I'm going to spend time with my baby. I'm still working on all my other businesses, helping Tony run his companies, run my company. I have meetings today. I have 4 or 5 meetings today. It is so easy for me. I just want to be honest with you. It is so easy for me to fall back into this brain of mine that was who I was pre-20, pre-25, maybe pre-30. That I could fall back into, this is too much. Why are you taking on so much? It's overwhelming. You can't get it done. You're never gonna make it. Like, I literally still have that voice in me. Isn't that crazy? Like, this is what I do. I help you guys. This is what I do for a living. I'm a multiple New York Times bestselling author on the topic, right? Millions of books on this topic, right? This is what I do, and still that voice wants to mess with me. But when I change that focus, and I think about the lives that are gonna be impacted this weekend. I think about hanging out with good people. I think about sharing stuff I haven't, doing breakthroughs, watching people cry, watching people cheer, watching people know they can do it, watch people having breakouts. I'm gonna see 10,000 of you in your living rooms. Like, we're gonna be in your home. Tony's gonna be in your home. When I think about that, man, hair stands up on my arms and I freaking got this. I freaking got it. My team's got it, right? But the emotion of the first date, emotion of the last date. If I had the last date emotion, I'd be overwhelmed right now. I'd want to climb underneath this table and just hide and say, I can't do all this. Why the hell am I doing this? Right? So I want you to really think about that. So make a list this week and audit. If it doesn't serve you, it's got to go. It's got to go. Or it's got to be shifted or got to be handed off to someone else. The last thing. Last part of this, and then I got a couple other cool things I want to do, is I want you to think about changing the association of what you think overwhelm or stress mean to you. Okay? I want you to write that down. change the association. This might be the most important Inner Circle I've done in a long time. I feel that way about everyone, so go watch them all. But you're going to want to watch this a few times, and you're going to want to watch this when you're feeling overwhelmed. So I want you to change the association. You see, sometimes when we get overwhelmed and we say, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, this is too much, this is heavy, right? It puts you in this like state of like, and it's a little paralyzing to me, right? It's a little paralyzing to me. I gotta be honest with you, because when I say those words and feel it, it makes it, it's like the headache. It stacks on another layer of crap and it makes it even heavier. And then the stuff I wanna do seems like too much, I can't handle it. So what I've done is I've changed the association, meaning when I feel overwhelmed or stress, it means, oh, I gotta take action, right? Overwhelm, action. Overwhelm, opportunity to grow. Overwhelm, challenge, right? Imagine if overwhelm was just a challenge. Imagine if overwhelm was opportunity to grow, right? Anxiety, action, right? And if you change that association, then you get to say, okay, what is this challenge I'm facing and how can I solve it? And it might be, I gotta stop thinking like a fool because my focus is flawed. I gotta stop working on stuff that drains my energy. I gotta stop hanging out with people that hurt me, right? So I want you to try to figure out this association. Could you imagine every time, I know this is extreme. What if you tried it this week? What if you just tried it? I'll try it with you. I'll try it right now. You ready for this? What if this week, every time you felt stress, overwhelm, or anxious, you laughed? Think about it. What if you just did that? What if you felt like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. Don't freak yourself out, Dean. Let's just figure out what this challenge is. Let's figure out what our focus is, what we're focused on, or, you know, what our, if we have enough clarity, right? Imagine, I know, again, this is just simple stuff. And the more I say it to you out loud, the more I know that I do these things. And this is what shifted my life and allowed me to do all those things. And here's the cool part. I'm just being completely transparent. When I don't do those things, I screw stuff up. So I want you to consider changing the association. Now, one last thing, I saw somebody said it, not one last thing, there's lots more coming. But I want you to think about your mornings. Now, you know, if you know anything about me, you know I talk about morning routines and how important they are. And I screw them up sometime too. But when I do it right, I set my day up to not have overwhelm, to not have stress, to not have anxiety. And I use it as the difference between offense and defense. We have to be in offense. Of course, you got to play defense, but we need to be in an offensive mode so we can, you know, metaphor of sports, carry the ball down the field, take our life down the field. You don't want to just play defense, then you just stand still. You can't win a game just playing defense. So I challenge you to mess with your morning routine a little bit. I know so many of you have great morning routines. But I would love for you to think about how do you shift yours up, right? If the first thing you do is wake up and look at this, I'm gonna encourage you, look at all those texts, right? I got about 40 since I've been on here. But I'm gonna encourage you that when you first wake up, don't look at that. Because, I mean, I do sometimes. I'm not gonna lie to you. But when I do, it's like Russian roulette. I don't know if it's gonna be a good text or a text that fires me up, makes me feel like the first date or the last date. Right? It's Russian roulette. You don't know which text, what email. So I'm going to encourage you to give your subconscious a little break, to feed it the fuel to play an offensive day. How do you do that? Wake up. This is mine. You create your own version. But when I wake up, I want to think of something in that moment that I'm grateful for. Wake up, my beautiful wife is next to me. The covers feel good. The pillow's comfortable. The sheets smell good. It's raining. It's sunny. It's comfortable. I'm in a home. I'm alive. Like low-hanging stuff, right? Not the big, vast things, just the little things. My son smiled at me yesterday. We had a connection. Oh my God, my daughter pitched so good yesterday and looked at me after throwing strikes. Like the littlest things, just so your subconscious goes, we're pretty good here. All right, I'm ready for the day. Okay, your focus, right? What if you wake up and go, oh, another day. Who's gonna screw me over today? What's not gonna work today? Ah, let me look at my phone. Oh, man. Everything we were talking about, focus, right? So I'm gonna encourage you, wake up, don't look at your phone, think of something you're grateful for, Secondly, think of something you accomplished the day before. Think of one thing that you accomplished, a win. And think about it and go, wow, good job, you'll say. Then think about one win that you want for that day. You know, yesterday I accomplished that. Today I want to write the headline to my course and the first three sentences. I want to do that today. I can't wait to do that. And then for me, I go move. I go exercise. I go drink a green drink. I now I have a new routine. I do a green drink and a bowl of oatmeal. I wait about 15 minutes and I go exercise. If I pull that off, guys, I'm just telling you, if I do that every day, I am in an offensive place. I'm ready to attack the day. Overwhelm gets squished. Stress gets beat up. The mornings I wake up with crap on my mind, my wrong focus, I check all my messages, get a couple bad ones. The bad ones fuel that bad focus. I got to fight all day to get out of a funk. And that is a true story. Guys, I'm so happy to have so many new people on today. All our alumni, say hi to the new people. So many of you, again, from different areas. This is what we do every single month. Of course, you get to watch the replay, but it's fun to be here live. I'm watching all your, that's why I keep looking over that. Your messages are right here in big text for me to look at. Here's what I want to do. I want to switch a little bit. And if you guys were at the Power to Pivot one day training or saw the replay, it was so powerful. So powerful. And some of those speakers are going to be at the World Summit. So you'll get to enjoy them again. But there was some things that were said that were so powerful that I thought I'd take 10 minutes or so, and then we'll get to some Q&A. So if you have a question for me, write Q and write a question. And then Mike, if you want to grab a couple, that I think it'd be great if we did some questions. But I want to play a little clip right now of Jenna Kutcher sharing something. And it leads right into some of the things I was talking about today, and then I want to critique it with you and kind of pull it apart. So Mike, do you have that on set? Could you play that clip of Jenna Kutcher?
I want to share some of the things that you can start to do when it comes to pivoting. So when Dean talked to me about today and the goal that we had with this event, one of the things that first came to mind was this new identity. We need to clothe ourselves in this new identity. As we think about pivoting, a lot of times we think about just passions changing or showing up differently. But we almost have to put our fingers in the finger slots of the future version of us to imagine, what will she be wearing? What will he show up as? What will we become? And start showing up as that person. Think about me with this $300 camera on Craigslist that I didn't fully know how to use, showing up to these consultations and being the best photographer in the state without having all the experience that required. I had to become that person before I fully became her, right? And so when we think about these new identities, one of the things that Dean touched on earlier that I just resonated with so much was, whose voice are we listening to? I want for you to type in the comments, if you can, whose judgment are you most afraid of? And let me tell you, it's probably someone that you love the most. Is it your sister? Is it your husband, your wife, your partner? Is it your children? Is it your parents? Because the thing is that we're not so worried about the judgment from strangers on the internet. We're worried about what the people who know us best, what they're going to think when we clothe ourselves in this new identity. Now, I don't know about you guys, but 2020 has been a roller coaster ride. And I feel like pivot is the word of the year. When Dean picked this, I was like, there's a color of the year. There's a theme song of the year. Well, pivot is the word of the year because we all are shifting. Our identities are changing. We will not come out of this year the same way that we went into it. And so what we are holding close to our hearts today is likely the thing that we need to pivot into. Now, I've watched so many people transform over the years. Part of my job, like Dean said, I have the Gold Digger podcast. I teach different courses. I have been able to watch people's transformations. There is nothing better when you go online and you see this before picture and this after picture and you say, wow, look at that transformation. We don't realize it while we're hustling our way through 2020, but we are moving into that after version of ourselves. And this is your formal invitation to accept that that is happening.
I'm just taking all your notes, watching your comments coming in here. Wasn't Jenna amazing? I mean, she went, I think, 18 minutes. She's going to be 90 minutes at the World Summit. I can't wait. She has prepared for 2 weeks to rock the house. But I wanted to share that because there was one part. I see all your great questions coming in here. It's hard for me not to look at them because I want to answer all of them. But whose judgment are you most afraid of? Wow, when she said that, wasn't that like a boom? And I want you to think about that because in this series of overwhelm, if you not only question yourself, if your focus is a little off, if your thinking loop is a little off, if your clarity is not 100% there, if you're doing some of the wrong things, and all of us, and on top of that, you have a thought of your husband, your wife, your mom, your father, your siblings, your friends, family, thinking you're crazy for wanting to do your next thing, be in the knowledge industry, share what you know. If you stack that on top of it, there's no way you don't have overwhelm. Your overwhelm has probably evolved to stress and anxiety, right? And here's the thing I know in all my journeys and years of being an entrepreneur and being the rebel and being the outcast and people telling me you're not smart enough, you're not old enough, you've got to go to college to do those things, it takes money to make money, all of those things, right? When you think of all those things coming in, I remember the judgment and the fear I had. I thought my friends were going to think I was nuts. My dad thought I was nuts. My sister wanted to protect me. And a lot of times I held back because of that. Like, I dimmed my glow. I turned down my own brightness to match those around me so they'd think I wasn't crazy. And that was wrong. And I was wrong. And when I finally overcame that and said, no, I'm not dimming my glow for anyone. I'm not turning down the brightness for anyone. I'm going for what I want. I would rather try and fail. I would rather set an example. I want my kids to see a dad that goes after stuff, not play small to make other people comfortable. And here's the crazy part. In most cases, when you succeed, those people are applauding you and they're happy you're there and you bring them with you. You show them what's possible. I want my kids to see what's possible. I don't want to be at the end of my life and be like, you know what? I didn't do this because I didn't want my friends to think I was crazy. I didn't want my mom to be upset with me. My mom, they thought I should go in this route. My wife just thought I was a dreamer. My husband just, you know, so I just played small. Screw that. Seriously, how does that feel if you fast forward your life to the end and you played small or you were afraid because you were worried about what people think? People are gonna think crap no matter what. And the people who think bad of you, they're probably thinking bad of you anyway. And if you shine a magnifying glass on them, then so be it. And the other ones just love you, but they're scared to death. They're not trying to hurt you. My sister, my mom, they weren't. My dad, they don't hate me. They love me probably as much as any other person. They were scared because they were afraid to go after it. I'm not going to listen to someone who's afraid and doesn't have the capabilities or someone that probably didn't like me in the first place and turn down my glow to match you. Hell with that. I want to turn it as bright as I possibly can. If I fail, you can call me a fool. But when I succeed after the third, fifth, tenth failure, then you could see what's possible. So who are you craving? And how can you shift that today? Because if you stack that on top of everything else, wow, it makes things really tough. All right, one more. Let's see, let's take a question. How do you give your all to work KBB, your vision, your family, and your health when work consumes 60 hours a week and a lot of mental space? That is Jolene. Jolene, first off, I'm sorry that you have to put 60 hours in, and I know the juggle's real. And that's a juggle a lot of people have, so I get that. But here's what I want to share with you. Really obsess on what we shared today. Watch this video again, especially the part where I said audit your time. And here's what I believe. I don't know what you do for a living. I don't know how much money you make, but you can get virtual assistance in today's world for $4 or $5 an hour from the Philippines that are amazing. We have many VAs, we call them. And I would consider someone in your family, someone younger, a virtual assistant, and see if they can help take 10 hours a week off your calendar. Can they do some prep work for your job? Can they go grocery shopping? If you have somebody here, can you get someone to go grocery shopping? Can you figure out how to do it online? Can you have someone else do the laundry? Can you, and I know you're not overflow with money, but sometimes you get an ROI on that, right? If you can scrape 10 hours a week, first off, audit your time and throw out everything that doesn't serve you or where you want to go, your family, your job. Is there a way to be more effective and efficient at work? Is there someone, a virtual assistant or someone you know that can come in 10 hours, 5 hours a week that you can pay to take crap off your plate so you can open up 10 hours a week to work on your next level? So many of us feel we can't afford to have somebody help us, and it's just not true. You might have someone that does your laundry, your grocery shopping, prep your food before you come, and do 5 hours or 7 hours a week in doing things at work that that cut 5-6 hours a week of your work down, of scheduling. So I would think of how you can squeeze 10 hours a week by someone having you help, by someone helping you, while simultaneously making that list of things that you just must stop doing. All right, Mike, we got plenty of questions there, dude. You don't have to put any more up. I won't be able to get to all of them now. Let's see. Dean, I keep starting projects and instead of finishing them, any advice on how to stay focused and finished? Jerry, what's up, man? Jerry Mastalon. I hope I said that right. I keep starting projects, but I don't finish. Jerry, you're the only one that's ever done that, man. That's embarrassing. You even wrote that here. I'm just kidding. We all have done that. Who in here has done that? Make Jerry feel good. You've started something and you didn't finish it, right? We've all done that. What I'm going to tell you is watch this again today and then combine this on top of it. This is for you and anybody else that's ever started and not finished. Don't start anything. Don't start anything unless it aligns with who you are and where you want to go. Really, understand your why. Like, if you're in KBB, go through the 7 levels deep. If you have my book, go through the 7 levels deep. If not, just really understand, why the hell are you here? Why do you want more? And figure out your compelling, bigger future. What does success mean to you, Jerry? Seriously, I'm asking you, man. What does success mean to you? And find a way to fight for that as if your life depends on it, because it does. Your life depends on it. Look at everybody's making you feel better, Jerry, because we all do it. But you need to find something that is worthy of finishing, worthy of fighting for, worthy of not being distracted, worthy of not having ADD and go, squirrel, I'm just going to go over here now. Figure out what your compelling future is. Who do you want to be in a year from now? What kind of family man, father, mother, you know, whatever it is that you do, what kind of businessman, what kind of confidence you want to feel, or bring a relationship if you're not in one. Like, who do you want to become in 1 year from now? And if what, to get to who you want to become, find the tool that can get you there and fight for it as if your life depends on it, because it does. Life is going by fast. Nobody's going to do this for us. No one's going to finish it. The reason I finish things, the reason I'm going to carry the knowledge, the World Summit across the finish line, because it means everything to me. I freaking love it. It's going to help people around the world. It's going to help me. It's going to help me grow. I love it. I am going to carry this thing all the way across the finish line. Right? But I had that much drive, Jerry, when I was creating my first course 20-something years ago, when no one knew who Dean Graziosi was. I drove a tow truck, fixed used cars, and was dirty every single day of my life. Nobody knew who the hell I was, had apartments, right? Like, no one knew who I was, but I fought for that because that was my ticket to get out of painting cars every day. It was my ticket to be able to do things and leave a legacy and retire my mother and retire my father. I fought for it as if my life depended on it. I didn't take no for an answer, and I gobbled it up and I devoured it and I learned to love it. Get a strong enough why and you'll finish everything that you put your mind to, but don't bring something in unless it aligns with who you want to become. Hope that helps. Lydia said, my biggest critic is me. What do you do about that? That's why I listen to you and Tony. All right, Lydia, of course your biggest critic is you. All right, we got a subconscious in there. We got an inner voice that's like, you're an imposter. You're not smart enough. You don't have the money. No one believes in you. You're going to fail. You're going to look like a fool. Nobody else has had those feelings, right? Of course you have. We all have. Lydia, it sucks. That's the terrible thing. But your subconscious is just, let's look at it this way. Your subconscious is just there to try to protect you. And if your subconscious can get you not to try, then you'll never get hurt and you'll never fail. And you also never reach your full potential, and you'll look back on life and regret the shit out of it. Right? No regrets. No regrets. We need to live into who we're supposed to be. Whether you believe in God, the universe, your maker, you have so much more to give the world. Are you going to Are you going to let your inner critic? Have you ever seen a statue of a critic, like I said earlier? Even your inner critic. This is the one for you. At the end of your life, how shitty are you going to feel if you say, I didn't go for it. They didn't believe in me. Imagine that. Imagine being on your last breath. You know, there's a great book that I read many moons ago called Dying to Be Me. And it was I'm going to paraphrase this really quick, but Lydia, I want you to hear this. A woman who had a near-death experience, she died and came back. She was down to 90 pounds, stage 4 cancer. And she was Indian descent that moved to Japan, if I remember. It was a while ago I read this. She always felt out of place. She's Indian, but grew up in Japan learning English. And she said, and this never felt culturally the same. And then when she got to a certain age, her culture wanted to marry her off and picked a husband. She said, no, I wasn't doing this. And she just never felt good enough. She felt like she let her family down. She didn't know who her friends were. She didn't know where she fit in. And then she gets cancer. And she's dying, or has it, you know, dies for a little while. Nothing's working. And she felt, if you believe in this, that she had a near-death experience. And you know what she said? She, when, you know, they see the light and she felt, you know what she felt immediately? Is, it could make you emotional, but she said she immediately knew that once, like, her body was dying, she didn't see God or see light, but what she felt immediately is that she knew she was perfectly designed exactly the way she was, that all of those experiences in life were designed for her, that she had no judgment. There was no external judgment. The only person that was judging her is her. And that judgment actually made her sick because she festered, I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not cute enough, I didn't marry the people my father wanted, my dad worked so hard, I didn't go to the college he wanted, I don't know where I fit in, she had all these things of judging herself. And in that moment, she said she knew she was absolutely designed perfect. She was the only person in the world that was her. It was just her, and it's just you. Lydia, it's just you. Don't hold back. Not for some silly little voice that's gonna hold you, that stop you from being the best version of you. And the best thing about that story is she came back and now she gives speeches. Like, literally the book, it's so cool about the book. She said she had stage 4 cancer and was about to die, 90 pounds. And then all of a sudden she comes back from this near life experience. And 8 days later, she's out of the hospital. 40 days later, she's at a wedding. And this doctor from New York said, impossible. I believe in near death, but there's no way she could have whatever cancer she had, pancreatic or whatever cancer it was, stage 4, the last, no way. And this doctor went over to prove it wrong and became such a believer, I think he helped her write the book. And she came back and she's thriving because she knows she's perfect. God designed her exactly that way. Whatever your beliefs are, Lydia, you're perfect. You're designed exactly the way you're supposed to be. So throw that BS out. No more protecting. Don't let the inner villain run your life. You have an inner hero that lives inside of you. Let the inner hero shine. Okay. Hector Rods, or maybe it's Rodriguez, but says, how do you push through to continue to deliver in your business and clients when struggling big time with your wife relationship? Wow, that's a tough one. Here's what I know. If we're talking personal here, because we're family, I know exactly what that feels like. I'm a man of divorce. I'm friends with my ex. We co-parent amazing. I'm in the relationship of my life. I'm remarried. I have the love of my life. We fall more in love every day, but I'm not an advocate of divorce. I'm not telling you end your relationship, but I'm going to give you a little advice that Tony Robbins gave me a half a decade ago. I would say, I talked earlier about your first dates when everything was peachy and the first time your wife could have told you anything in the first month of your relationship and you'd listen like this. You could say she loves, you know, popcorn dipped in peanut butter with pickles on it, and you'd watch her eat it and you'd be like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. I can't believe you're doing that. And then you fast forward a few years, it's like, why are you eating that crap? That's disgusting, right? Just the way things go. So I'm gonna kind of simplify this advice, and I'm gonna share with you this. Tony said to me, take the next 90 days and treat the next 90 days of your relationship like the first 90 days. Sometimes if you treat your relationship like the beginning of your relationship, then there is no end. Treat the end of your relationship like the beginning and find who you guys are again. And what I would say is I'm not going to give long marriage advice here, and I have no idea what the circumstances are, her circumstances, your circumstances, Hector. But what I'd say is, what if you just became the best version of you and don't expect anything in return? Don't judge her. Don't judge what she's thinking. Don't judge what she's going through. Just shine bright. Turn up the volume. Turn up the brightness. Turn up the love. Double down on caring. Double down and be the man you were when the first 90 days. Listen more. Come home and be affectionate. Hear the problems. Like, be that man that you were the first 90 days. And just go all in. And just see what happens. I'm going to leave it there with you. You can work on it. But I have to tell you, I've watched that work so many times with people. You guys reconnect. You find it. And then you learn about each other. And you realize you've grown. And maybe you're a little different now. And you want to learn what's different about each other. So that's my only advice, because without love, you know, with struggling at home, it's like the headache, right? It's like the focus. You're trying to do things here, but you're focusing on my relationship and should I leave? Should I stay? 1 foot out the door is the worst place to live. A lot of people live there for a long time. So I'll suggest that to anybody. I'll suggest that to anybody that things aren't going perfect in your relationship. Treat the next 90 days. Treat the end like the beginning. Treat the next 90 days like the first 90 days. Remember who you were as a woman, who you are as a man, how you listened, how you cared, what affection you gave. And turn the brightness up, double down on the love and the caring, and just see where you are in 90 days from now. Guys, I appreciate you so much. This has been a really incredible day. And I'm watching all your powerful comments come in. And I just want you to do this, guys. Watch this again. Seriously, watch this again. Because this, to me, this might be one of the most important ones I've done in a long time, because it's simple. There's nothing complex here, nothing huge, nothing revolutionary. I didn't bring out charts and graphs and say, this is just real life stuff. And this is real life stuff that works. And this is the little things that are actually the everythings, right? People are looking for the big thing that swings. The little hinges swing a big door. What we share today is the little thing that swings your door open to you 2.0, to your next level, to more happiness, more joy, more abundance. So thank you for spending the last hour with me, guys. If you're new, this is what we do. This is our Inner Circle family. And here, I want to do something for you guys, because so many Inner Circle people have asked. And here's what we've done. Most of you are coming to the World Summit, and we're going to blow your mind. For those of you who have not got a ticket yet, here's what I want to share with you. We had a special during the Power to Pivot with a special price and all the bonuses from all the speakers. If you guys saw it, it was insane. Monday, those went away. We said it was going away Monday, they went away. We couldn't do it for everybody. But here's what we're going to do for Inner Circle members only. For the next 24 hours until 12 o'clock tomorrow. I just told Tanner and my team this as I was walking in here, because we had so many comments. You'll have 24 hours and my team at WorldSummit360.com. Somebody could write that down. WorldSummit360.com. If you want to join us next weekend, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for total immersion, come play full out. It's this on steroids for 3 full days with Tony, myself, and Jamie, and Jenna, and Trent, and Brendan, and Russell, and Pete. If you want to come. Oh, cool. WorldSummit360. We're opening up for 24 hours with the price, with the old price, and all of those bonuses just for Inner Circle family members. You guys asked, and we said we were shutting it down to the world, and we did. Monday, that offer went away, price went up, bonuses went away. If you got a ticket in the window between then and now and you didn't get the bonuses, we'll make sure we add it. We'll just add it to all Inner Circle people who get a ticket. So I wanted to do that for you guys. The Inner Circle, the World Summit's gonna be off the charts. So I would say if you had plans, consider shifting your plans. The ticket, especially the lowest priced ticket, is so incredibly affordable. Bring a friend over. If you want, split it with a friend and have them come over. Like, pretend you paid $10,000 for this, because that's, in any other world, that's what it would be. But we have a really low price ticket, and you get all the bonuses even on the lower ticket. I just want to make sure you don't miss out on this. You guys asked. Inner Circle members, go to World Summit 360, and you got 24 hours. And I don't even know if we'll send you another email. This isn't going to be like, oh, you only have 10. Like, we're just letting you guys know. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, it'll be back to where it was. Price goes up, bonuses go away. Guys, I had such a great time with you today. Honestly, I felt this in my heart. I felt all your messages. I appreciate the relationship we built. I appreciate the faith you have to be a part of our company. And remember, Overwhelm comes when your focus is off, when your clarity's not there, when your thinking loop is wrong. If you have, some of you said, I have multiple courses, one step at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Kaizen, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you run a 1,000-mile race? One step at a time. Get your butt to the World Summit, and then I'd say maybe take 3 months after that and just immerse yourself in all the incredible trainings that we've done, that we've had, one step at a time. Focus on the good stuff. Make your not-to-do list. Open up space in your time to go to another level. And can't wait to hang out with you at the World Summit. So many of you already have your tickets. Those that don't, go grab one. 24 hours, we'll open this up for you guys. Appreciate you so much. Inner Circle. See you next month.